100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Ari, we are back for another week.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. Have a good weekend.
I had a fantastic weekend. So many stories to tell you.
Wonderful. I'm sure we're going to get through all of that today. Massive, massive news.
Mm-hmm.
World records are getting broken today, Ari.
They are.
Left and right. Two world record attempts, one by you, one by me, mm-hmm. after 7:30. What's your world record again?
I have to put on as many socks on one foot as possible. The world record is 52.
I reckon you can beat that.
Reckon?
Have you got a strategy down pat?
Sort of. I'm going to like unfold all the socks first and I'm going to try and shove them on.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. A video will be up on the New FM Facebook page a little bit later on today. I myself am taking on a Guinness World Record that was only just set recently by a 16-year-old or for 11-year-old in the category of under 16s. So I've altered it a bit.
Yeah, well, you're pretty much double their age, so you should be able to do it.
Should be able to. How many mandarins can you fully peel in a minute?
Mm.
I've gone for six, so I've got six imperial mandarins ready and raring to go.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And it's been all through the news this morning, Ari.
Yep.
The Blues squad has been named.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, so the Blues squad is out. Brand new captain, the existing captain, James Tedesco, has been cut.
He's off
the squad. Look, Teddy's a great player. He really is. But the Blues had to do something. They had to do something to shake it up. And so they've swapped him out for, I do believe, it's fullback from the Panthers, Dylan Edwards, who has been putting on an absolute masterclass for the Panthers this year.
You know what? Good on them. You know, changing things up. It's not a bad thing always. It's not an insult. And I hope that Tedesco doesn't take that as an insult.
Six debutants for game one, though. Like, that is a lot.
Yeah, that's a career high.
And unfortunately, you're faced with the likes of Nathan Cleary being out with injury. South Sydney lock, Cameron Murray, he's sidelined as well.
Is he not in it either?
He's not in it. So the captain is Jake Trbojevic from the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles.
That's all right.
It's not bad, but it's the first time in a very, very long time that the person captaining the Blues is not the captain of their regular club.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so he's taken on the captain for the Maroons, which is Daly Cherry Evans. They both play for the Sea Eagles. It's literally going to be a Sea Eagles contest out there.
Love it.
Other debutants, Joseph Suoli'i, Zach Lomax making an appearance, Spezzolino as well. It's going to be a good game. It's in a couple of weeks' time, the 5th of June, I do believe, in Sydney.
I think the
5th of June is the first game. Yes. I'm not sure where it is. A whole heap of new people, though.
This could be good. This could be a belter.
Could do with some, like, old blood in there, though, because six new teammates is going to, like, have excitement bubbling over the top a little bit.
Yeah, you need the experience.
You do need a little bit of experience.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. Happy Monday.
Morning.
Good weekend?
Oh, fantastic weekend.
Busy as always.
Busy as usual, but it's good to have a little relax on a Sunday.
A bit of pampering. Let's jump straight into our news. First of all, we have to talk about a police operation.
So unfortunately, some war crime news. So on Racecourse Road, Rutherford, yesterday, police are calling for more information. So yesterday morning, there was a carjacking. A man's Mercedes-Benz four-wheel drive. A woman got into the car, and then when he's tried to stop her from taking his car, another man has come up with a firearm and forced him to leave his car, and the woman's driven away.
So it's kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde situation.
Absolutely, yeah. So then he's gone off with his firearm, and he's gotten into a white Nissan sedan.
Okay, right. Isn't it scary? Isn't
there's a lot of crime happening recently.
I know.
It's Newcastle. Of course, there's a lot of crime happening.
It seems like there's a lot of like heavy crime. Like, that's pretty heavy. A car hold up.
A firearm involved as well. That's pretty scary stuff. So police are asking anyone with information, obviously, to get in touch. But if you see either of those cars and there's someone with them, not to approach. They're warning, don't approach, because obviously it's a pretty dangerous man. If he's already been seen with a firearm, don't approach. Call 000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very, very good advice there. Jackie, the Falcons this weekend.
Yeah, so the Newcastle Falcons women unfortunately have taken another hit this weekend.
Oh, for goodness sake, what are they doing?
Yeah, they've gone down 78-82 to defending champion North's Bears.
Hey, that's not too bad. That's only 4 points.
It's close enough. Yeah. Close enough is good enough. It's basically a win. I'm counting it.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, yeah. It's a draw. Why not?
Basically, I'm proud of the girls. They've done so well, and unfortunately this is their second loss, but both of the teams went in pretty equally matched. They both have only one, well, had only one loss under their belt when they came into the game. The Falcons had a great game on Saturday. They won that game, but unfortunately went down 4 points.
Oh, well, what
that's
can
not
you
too
do?
Bad, actually. You know, good on them.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, there's animals, particularly our genetic cousins, the primates. Apparently, they're getting a bit smarter, but not necessarily for better. Animals gone rogue. This is what we're delving into this morning, just for your Monday. Over in Russia, okay, get this. A media publication has explained that a monkey in a local village, who apparently is a pet, was let out of his cage at home by someone other than its owner. Garrick, his name is, the monkey, apparently drank from an open bottle of whiskey that was found in the house. Then went on a rampage out on the streets, annoying people, stealing and smashing down cookies.
A drunk monkey.
Drunk monkey.
A drunkie. It's got to be.
A drunkie.
This could only happen in Russia, couldn't it?
Look, we're not going to talk about that, but the media outlet says that Garrick's poor behaviour, now this is coming from like a little domestic dispute here, apparently started 2 years ago when his owner got married, causing him to become jealous and aggressive of his owner's new husband. So he's like, he's acting out. He's like a stepchild that's gone, why are you taking the attention from all my dad? You know, whatever. And he's just gotten drunk. He's like, I'm not having any of this. I'm going to act out.
Pets acting wild's an odd one, because over the weekend, my housemates are getting married.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, the cat that I live with, I wouldn't claim it as my cat.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I was never a cat. I was never a cat person. Now I'm a cat person through and through.
God bless you.
Yeah. So the cat started eating stuff that's like laid around the house for the wedding.
Oh, what?
So there's like a big floral arrangement that's currently sitting up on some chairs, and it's just sitting there. They've got it all organized. My housemates are very, very prepared. We're sitting there watching telly over the weekend, and the cat comes and starts nibbling on it. And they're like, no, they gave away. Why are they acting up? Why are all these pets acting up?
I think it's a jealousy thing. It's all about attention. Or just like, well, this is like free for me to take, so I'm going to take it. A kid.
The cat's getting jealous that mum and dad are getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm not believing that for a second.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
It's been an intense morning in the Gaddy household already. And
it's only 6 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, I get up usually for work at about 3 a.m., just for everyone's notice.
3 a.m.?
3 a.m., yeah, just because I'm a woman and I need more time. Okay, that's just the way it works.
That's
doesn't matter.
Ridiculous.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is I heard some noises this morning coming from one of the rooms in my house. It was kind of like a whimper / squeal.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening now? Overnight, we had the final leg of the English League Championship. This is the promotion final. So it was Leeds United versus Southampton. Whoever won this basically goes up to the APL, the top tier of all football.
I thought the final was like last week.
No, that was the second leg. That was the semi-finals.
Oh,
second
my God.
I know. But they've finished up now. So Dad's a Leeds fan. I'm wearing the Leeds United scarf literally in studio this morning. And I'm like, oh, that's either a good whimper or a bad whimper that I heard coming from the house at 3 a.m. It was a bad whimper. Spoiler alert. Spoiler. If you don't want to know, turn off now and switch back on later. But Leeds United lost 1-0 to Southampton.
Oh, that sucks.
Dad will be livid. You watch. I'll go home today. He'll already be on the whiskey at 10 a.m.
The EPL teams are copping a grilling of late. Did you see the end of last week? 8-0. Loss. The A-League All-Stars beat Newcastle United.
Yeah, you want to know why?
It was the reserves team. It was the under-20s.
Oh, it was the reserves of the reserves. Yeah, it was the babies playing. That's why.
Why put on an exhibition match like that and rip people off for their money?
This is the question. I was chatting to mum and dad about it literally. Yeah, you are ripping them off. You're false advertising. But still, they do this all the time. It's like they're never going to bring their first stringers over to, like, here because they want to give all their best players a rest.
Yeah, but still, people are paying good money to see an exhibition match and then an 8-0 flogging. Nobody wins in that situation.
How embarrassing.
Today is the 27th of May. Having a look at what happened on this day in history. Big, big day. On this day in 1995, Christopher Reeve was paralyzed from a horse riding accident, formerly Superman.
Oh, yes, I know him. Yes, of course.
Yes, he unfortunately paralyzed on this day. He passed away in 2004. It was on this day in 2005. Chappelle Corby was convicted of drug smuggling in Bali and sentenced to Karabakan prison.
Yeah, that was a strange day.
I remember this whole thing going down, and it's very different to have perspectives as a child and then now as an adult.
Mm.
And you look at everything, and to this day, I still wonder, how did she go on from being a, well, she says that she did. She still retains that she didn't do it.
Okay.
She's gone on from being in prison for drug smuggling to being a reality TV star going on SAS Australia.
I remember this,
It was all just so Channel 7 could get the interview.
Oh, look, SAS, all that show is a redemption story with, like, people being thrown into the most weirdest conditions as well. So.
Yes. Well, she's had a couple of weird things happen in her life, like obviously going on reality TV.
Yeah.
I remember that she was looking for a date on Instagram.
Wait, what?
She went looking for a partner and she made a post and was like, if you want to date me, send me a message. And at another station I used to work at, we had a bloke that was around her age at the time, and I went, you're in. Send her a message with his thing, and she followed him.
Oh, my God. Do you reckon it worked?
No, I don't know.
Oh, maybe I should try that.
No, I was like, what a terrible way to go about it. Oh, but that's just funny that she's literally changed from, drug smuggling to asking for dates on Instagram. Wild. Absolutely wild. It was on this day in 2021, Ari, the Friends reunion. I hate this show.
What?
I beg your pardon.
Get out.
Stand
get out.
Friends.
No, get out.
It is easily the most boring sitcom in 2021 on this day. It aired.
You are boring.
Well, apparently so was the Friends reunion.
No, I loved it. I've watched it like 5 times.
By all
it
accounts.
It made me cry.
By all accounts, it was a snooze fest.
Pivot.
It was not. It was definitely not worth looking into.
We were on a break, though. You don't get it?
I get it, and I wish I didn't. It was on this day in 2022. Top Gun Maverick was released. What a great follow-up to the original.
I think it's better than the original.
That's a big, big call. Mm. Paul Bettany is turning 53 today. Paul Bettany, very well known for playing Vision in WandaVision.
He was also in A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
He was in A Knight's Tale. Jamie Oliver is 49 today.
Jamie Oliver.
And back in the day, it was always the battle of the supermarkets. It was Curtis Stone with Coles and Jamie Oliver with Woolies.
I think it still is, actually. I did see Curtis Stone pop up on an ad the other day.
Oh, Curtis Stone's still there. Jamie Oliver's moved on to bigger and better things. Surely. It would have been Christopher Lee's birthday today. He passed away in 2015. And today, the 27th of May, we are celebrating World Marketing Day.
Marketing.
And that's to celebrate creativity in the workplace. And it's why we all know the number for the reading writing hotline. 1-300-655-6. Gotta be one of the most catchiest jingles ever written. That is on this day for the 27th of May.
UFM. De Novos.
We've got this little competition that we've started, I guess. You tested me last week on this. It's called or Ah. I'd never heard of it before you explained it to me, but now it's your turn to be under the pump. Basically, I've got a local topic for you, and in 30 seconds, you've got to talk about it. You can't pause for more than, what did you say?
Two seconds.
Thank you. And then you can't say or ah at all.
Or any of those like pausing kind of words. We used to play this a lot in primary school with the debating team.
How it came about.
Yeah, so we used to play this all the time, and it used to be like one of the go-tos that the teacher would if she needed, I need 5 minutes at the end of the day. Well, we're playing, I'm going to...
That's very clever. Mm. Okay, so we're going to have the 30-second timer up. And what we need to do is cover this topic. Are you ready to reveal what you shall be talking about?
I'm ready.
The Newcastle Show. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1, talk.
The Newcastle Show is held every year around about March, April kind of vibes. Very, very fun. My favourite thing to do at the Newcastle Show is pick up a Dagwood dog. and the Pluto pup in the middle covered in the batter. Oh, delicious. You put tomato sauce on that. Last time I went to the Newcastle show and took a bite into it, I was wearing a white shirt, dripped tomato sauce on myself, could not believe it. The Hot Wheels show at the Newcastle show blows me away every single year. They've got monster trucks, they've got carnivals, they've got lots and lots of
days. Time's up! Woo!
We're getting there. Well, I was running out of things.
The panic in your eyes was so funny.
Yeah, it's so hard. You've got to just literally sit here and concentrate. Do not say and it really breaks down. How often do I say and ah?
You barely ever do in real life, so I think you're all right. Basically, you went down the side of how much food can I eat at the Newcastle show. You could have said anything like, you know, the first show started in 1902 by the Agricultural, Horticultural and Industrial Association. Incorporated, whatever you want to say. You could have said judging of livestock and produce was a big feature, the rides, whatever.
Yeah, there's lots and lots to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I didn't mention.
Dagwood dogs.
Dagwood dog. I was thinking with my stomach. Last time we went to the Newcastle show, I was doing live crosses with Joel for your only live and local drive home in Newcastle. And I won him a stuffed Angry Bird.
Oh, that's cute.
That was going to be my next thing to talk about, but I couldn't think of the name Angry Bird. I was like, it was a stuffed something.
Good job, though, mate. You did it.
We got there. That's one apiece.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Ari, I've gone viral.
You've what?
I went viral over the weekend.
How do I not know anything about this?
Well, saving it. You got to save some of these details. Over Saturday night.
Yeah.
I went to the Central Coast to watch the A-League Grand Final. Central Coast beat Melbourne Victory.
Nice.
Very well done to Central Coast Mariners. Great victory.
Yes.
They had everybody, again, as I've always said, Jets fan through and through, but I love football just as much. So it was great to watch a Grand Final.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mariners played, I'm going to say it, they played average for the first 90 minutes.
Okay.
And then as soon as they equalised, and then in extra time, extraordinary.
They just came out at the bat.
Literally. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that at the end of the game, everybody stormed the pitch.
Oh.
I wasn't part of the crowd because I was sitting way back in the bleachers.
I'm surprised they were allowed to do that.
Well, they weren't allowed to. That's the thing, is that there's police standing there. But when you've got literally thousands of people running onto the pitch, you can't stop them.
No, that's
there's
right.
Nothing you can do. No chance on that one. So they just let it happen. And then the MC's getting on the mic saying, please return to your seats. We need to do the ceremony. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
And after six times, they all went back to their seats.
Finally.
But I recorded the whole thing. I recorded everybody running onto the pitch. It's a 4.5 minute video that I sped up to 25 seconds, whacked it on TikTok, and I'm sitting at 80,000 views.
No way!
Yep.
You've done it!
80,000 views, 3,000 odd likes on TikTok. And look, I don't want to say that I'm the next influencer, but I think that I might be.
Did you just like double check a few news sites, like either online or on the telly, see if like someone picked up like the Today Show or something?
Well, I tried to tag all the different news outlets in my video, but
check it out.
I tagged the A-League and they, believe it or not, they had a drone that they sent up and they filmed the whole thing from a bird's eye perspective.
So they knew this was happening.
Their video was a lot better than mine, but still it was, I'm quite impressed with myself that I've got that much traction on TikTok from one video.
Hey, Scott, I think I might have to change the way I look at dating when I start dating again.
Mm.
So what appears to be a new social phenomenon has been floated to me recently.
Yeah.
So dating using the platform LinkedIn. Just let that settle with you for a second.
LinkedIn. Like that idea.
Well, the professional.
I don't.
Well, apparently some are using it, the professional website used to connect employees with businesses and to network professionally. Also like an online business card. This is what LinkedIn is, okay? It should be just used for that. However, I've looked into it and it turns out this dating strategy has come up last year. So this is kind of like a new phenomenon. A TikToker has tried this out. So she's theorized and put it to the test, saying she's using the platform to filter A-grade dating prospects. So she's going through going, what are you the boss of? Like, what type of industry do you work in? Do I like what industry you're working in? And trying to filter them based on their professional portfolios. See if they're worth dating.
But why are you trying to find a prospective suitor by what their job is rather than whether they're single and available? I don't know about you, but I don't really post about my partner that much on my LinkedIn.
No, and you shouldn't. That is not what it's for. But she explained that the reason why I do this is three reasons. Number one, I can filter for an education. So she wants to see what colleges or universities they've gone to. Number two, I can filter by industry, like what we just talked about. I'm looking at a doctor, a lawyer, a finance bro, whatever you want. And number three, I can filter by country, which is very important. Obviously, if like you don't want to date someone who's over in, I don't know, Ireland if you live in here. But, you know, at the same time, that's what your zoning is for on these other dating apps. It's like, oh, I want to find someone within a 50-kilometre radius, you know.
Would you date somebody, would you not date somebody, I should say, based on their job?
At this point in my life, I'm a 26-year-old woman. I eventually do need to settle down. So, yes, I would.
Really?
Only because, look, I don't care what you do. I respect all jobs. But at the same token, if I want to find someone with a stable job and a stable income, like a lawyer or a doctor, absolutely. Plus, you know, they're smart.
Do you know, I saw a post on LinkedIn recently. It actually came up on another social media platform because people were making a mockery of it. Yeah. Is this bloke posted a, made a status update.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, I proposed to my girlfriend. She's now my fiancée. Here's what it taught me about B2B sales, business-to-business sales. And you go, that's not the point.
Wait, sales? How is that the same thing?
It's what he's saying is that he's telling his LinkedIn community that his relationship is like a business transaction. No, it is not.
I think the takeaway here is that we should never mix business with your love life.
Definitely not.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
What's the goss, Ari? Let's check out all the latest news and celebrity info.
Okay, I'll kick us off this morning. Breaking news over the weekend. A famous young couple have secretly tied the knot in the past few days. Who do you reckon it was, Scott?
Oh, young couple.
A young couple in the Hollywood arena, I'm going to say.
The only young person I can think of in the moment is Robert Irwin.
he's
not in Hollywood and he's not, I don't even know any young actors in Hollywood. Oh, Jenna Ortega?
No. No, thank God. No, she's not engaged. I don't even think she has a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So there you go. No, I'm talking about Millie Bobby Brown, Stranger Things star.
Yes.
She also played.
She's married.
Yeah, she's now married. Her and Jake Bon Jovi got hitched during a secret wedding, hush-hush ceremony last weekend. According to a source close to the matter, the newlyweds are planning a bigger ceremony in the US later on this year, but now they've just legally married and done all the paperwork, yada, so yada.
That's John Bon Jovi's son.
Yeah. So he's 22, Millie is 20. They got engaged in April last year. Yeah, but they've spent the past couple of years together, I believe.
Wow.
That's really young.
I wonder how paths cross like that.
I don't know. I don't know. He might have gone to a premiere of like one of the Stranger Things seasons. I don't know. I've never actually looked into it. They're a very cute couple, don't get me wrong. But still, they still look very young.
There was another one recently. I can't think of who it was, but I think it was Tony Hawk's son married somebody.
Tony Hawk has a son?
Tony Hawk's son married somebody else famous. I'll look that up. Hawk's son, yeah. And it was like, where did those worlds collide?
No, it's very strange. But apparently they do say over in the US, in the Hollywood arena, doesn't matter if you're a singer or a Nepo baby or an actor, whatever, it's a very tight-knit community.
Yeah, right, okay.
Anyway, so congratulations to Jake and Millie. Hopefully we get to see all, like, the proper professional photos from their big wedding. That'll be great.
Fingers crossed we get to. News coming out of Amsterdam, Ari. A certain rapper has been arrested before they were flying to the UK to perform a show in Manchester.
Oh.
Who could it be?
Was it Lil Wayne?
No, female rapper Nicki Minaj. She was arrested over alleged soft drug possession. Alleged.
I didn't even think she was still, like, floating around the music scene anyway.
She's very much still a thing. Her show in Manchester has unfortunately had to be postponed. This happened on Saturday night, and she recorded the whole interaction that she had with the police over in Netherlands, the Dutch police. She recorded all of it and has posted it to socials.
Why do you think she did that?
To back herself up. The show's had to be postponed. She's denying it. It's all alleged, but she's denying it. The police over in Amsterdam have come out saying that she was released with a fine. But when they announce these releases, they don't announce who it was. Like, they obviously can't name them by name. It's a privacy issue. But then she's gone and posted everything all over the internet.
Well, she's aired her dirty laundry that may or may not have been dirty. So
yeah,
there you go.
So the show has to be postponed. But yes, there's going to be more to come in this case, I'm sure.
The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
All right, this is our game for this morning, Clickbait Roulette. A really quick recap on how this game works. We give you three news headlines from anywhere, could have got them from anywhere. Two of them are right. The other one is completely made up and it's false. You have to guess the false one.
Philip in Argentina. Good morning, Philip. How are you for your Monday?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Mate, fantastic. You ready to play?
Ready to go.
Perfect. You know exactly how it works, Philip. I don't need to explain it again.
Not quite. You just got to guess the wrong one, false one.
Yep, correct. All right, let's just jump straight into it. Phil, here we go. Your first headline is this. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's daughter, Northwest, at age 10, gets standing ovation for performance of iconic Disney song at a special concert. So that's your first. Your second headline, a bit quicker this one. Shaving cream and table tennis balls earn man his 171st world record. And, of course, the last headline is, a rabbit that escaped Florida home takes refuge in nearby fire truck on quiet suburban street. So just a quick recap.
Right.
So you've got Kanye and Kim's daughter, Northwest, gets standing ovation for a performance of an iconic Disney song. Then you've got the shaving cream and table tennis balls earns a world record. And then the rabbit escaping a home and taking refuge in a fire truck.
Don't forget what you're playing for, Philip, a family whale-watching cruise with Nova Cruises. So fingers crossed you get all these right.
All right, Philip, what do you think would be the false one out of those three?
I believe the false one is number three.
So number the rabbit? Three.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound very confident there. Are you sure you want to lock this in?
I'm not confident, but lock it in.
What about the Kardashians? I reckon there's something in the Kardashians, mate. Maybe.
What, you think that Northwest can't sing?
All right, okay. No.
She is Kanye West's daughter.
She is Kanye's daughter, and Kanye does have a set of pipes on him. He also talks a lot of rubbish.
All right.
You should sing a bit more, being Kanye West's daughter.
Yeah, okay.
It's more accurate, but I did say three.
All right.
Happy to go with the rabbit?
Yeah, let's do this.
Lock it in.
All right, here we go. I can reveal that the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West daughter, Northwest, getting a standing ovation is true.
Ooh.
So you escaped.
I would have been
there.
Well wrong.
The shaving cream and table tennis balls, also true. That means the rabbit is the winner. You've done it, Philip. Well done.
Yes. Thank you.
It's
thank
as
you so much,
easy
I really
as that.
Know.
Mate, you knocked it out of the park first go. Well done.
Thank you so much.
No dramas, mate. You were so confident as well. You're well-deserving a family whale-watching cruise with Nova Cruises. Congratulations.
Can't wait. That'd be awesome. Thank you so much.
More chance.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
News I found out the other day, Ari, a bloke on the Central Coast, I do believe he's a Year 7 student.
Oh, yeah.
Is at Brisbane Water Secondary College, is starring in Mad Max Furiosa. The
How
new Chris
the heck
Hemsworth
did he
movie.
Do that?
Yeah, he's starring as a half-life war pup, apparently. What that means, I don't know. There's
Google
a picture
it.
On the Brisbane Ward Secondary College Facebook page.
Yeah.
Looks like he's a bit of an extra, but that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm,
and what a great way to kick off his career if he's interested in drama, interested in the theatrical arts.
Mm.
What better way than to rub shoulders with Chris Hemsworth?
Well, over the past couple of years as well, we've seen a real, not resurgence, but a real big incorporation where Hollywood comes to Australia. You know, we've had the latest Elvis film that was filmed here. We've now had Mad Max as well being filmed here, mostly in Australia. So Hollywood comes here all the time.
Anyone that you filmed here.
They did too.
Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. How could
Sydney.
You forget?
Yeah, exactly.
One of those movies. I love when Australian cinema, when Australia gets to be involved in the production works because
yeah.
The Americans must get this all the time where you watch it and it doesn't geographically make sense.
What do you mean?
Like in Anyone But You, they pictured the main actors like walking past the opera house and then in the same walk, they're walking along Parramatta Road. So they're walking miles and miles apart.
Oh,
but they put the two scenes together.
Mm.
It's like, that's a trek and a half. Like, you wouldn't be looking like that and all dolled up. You wouldn't be doing that in high heels.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not. Ari, if you had to star in a movie, what would it be?
Oh, I'm a bit of a geek, so I would have to say any Marvel film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would like to be like the next Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Black Widow's cool.
Wonderful. Well, Ari, I thought that if you and I were to star in a movie, it's got to be Dumb and Dumber.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I did have the most interesting start to my weekend this weekend, Scott. So on Saturday morning, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take charge of the day. I'm going to go get in like a morning workout.
Okay.
Did that. Fantastic. Went to my Anytime Fitness at Edgy. And I was on the treadmill upstairs, right? And if anyone knows that gym, you know there's an upstairs compartment. And you can kind of oversee over the balcony where it's like some of the other gym equipment is. Anyway, so minding my own business, running on the treadmill. And then all of a sudden, I looked down and glanced and I recognized this person's like hairstyle, and I'm like, oh, I must know this person. Looked closer at his face. It was none other than contestant from Maths, Ben. He's the Newcastle Warners Bay dude. He was a controversial one that made that big list of all the things that he hated about his partner on the show, Ellie.
Oh, Ari.
I spotted him. I'm like, celebrity sighting.
You didn't go talk to him.
No. My mum asked me the same question. No, I did not go and speak to him. I'm not about that. But you better believe that I stopped what I was doing just to watch him do some bicep curls non-creepily. Because I was like, I can't believe this is him.
Celebrity sighting. That's a bit of a stretch for a Maths contestant, isn't it?
I just couldn't believe it.
Celebrity. Yeah, they're throwing that word around these days like there's no tomorrow. If you saw him again, would you go up and chat to him another time?
God, no. I'll just, from a distance, not like him.
Fair enough. The time has arrived, Ari.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I'm actually very worried as well. And I've been hyping myself up all weekend for this. And I'm like, now that push comes to shove and I'm actually here, I'm shaking a little bit. This Guinness World Record attempt, I thought on Friday, would be a walk in the park, an absolute breeze.
Yeah.
A British boy recently peeled 4 mandarins in 1 minute to get a world record.
That's pretty clever.
Now, to be fair, the category was for an under 16-year-old age category.
And how old are you?
Doesn't matter. Older than 16. So he only peeled 4. So I've given myself the challenge of 6. Yep. I reckon I can get 6 mandarins done. A bit of a insight into this 11-year-old boy from York. He has an obsession with mandarins. And during the trial runs, apparently he got 8.
What happened?
8 in 60 seconds. That's 1 every 5 seconds. I don't think I'll be that quick.
1 every 5 seconds.
1 every 5 seconds. So if I do 1 every 5 seconds, it should take me less than 40 seconds to get these 6 done.
Okay.
Plus me hitting the bells and whistles on the timer and stuff.
Okay, we'll allow like a second or two for that.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, without further ado.
Oh, God.
Are we ready? Ari, you have to count me in.
All right.
We've got a minute timer ready to go.
Yep. Okay, ready? In 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, this is hard.
Okay.
Oh, this is really hard.
He's on the first one. These are medium-sized mandarins for those playing along in the car and at home. Okay, one done. Let's go, Scott. He's on to the second. They're a little bit sticky.
They are very sticky. There's juice everywhere.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay,
two.
Two. All right, he's on to the third.
If I match the gold record, does it count, Ari?
Sure.
No, it doesn't.
It smells citrusy.
I said 6.
Oh, God.
That's 3.
Oh, God, okay. You got this.
One of them is well broken. I hope everyone likes mandarins in here.
Come on, Scott. You can do it. Nearly done. Okay, here we go.
Time is running out.
He's got four. He's already got the world record. Let's go. Come on. You got this. Nearly five. Okay. He's got it. One more left to go. One more. Oh!
That is so hard.
Oh, God. Look at you go.
That is so... I got 5.5 mandarins done.
Oh, and you know what? It smells great in here too. So well done. You've got the world record.
Do you know what? I'm actually not going to give it to myself.
Why?
I said 6 and I didn't do it.
Yeah, he nearly
did. You can't just move the goalpost because I failed at the end. I am a failure.
New FM. The Novos.
There, what's the record you're attempting?
Okay, so this world record is being done in Slovakia. The most socks put on 1 foot in 1 minute and it's 52. So basically I just have to put socks on my foot in the space of 1 minute, see how many I can do.
Ari is getting in position as we speak. 60 seconds on the clock. Ari, are you ready?
No.
She's getting there. Cameras are rolling. Jackie from the newsroom is in the studio. 60 seconds on the clock. Ari, your time starts now. Sock number one, not even on yet. What are you doing? Time is of the essence here. You should see the pile of socks that we've got. They're all different colours, shapes, sizes, brands. They're all very surprised when I rocked up this morning with a whole heap of, like, those corporate funny socks. Ari, how many are we up to?
Five.
And we're about 20 seconds in.
No.
I'm really not feeling confident. I was feeling more confident about my world record. Ari, that's... Wow, you got to at least pull the sock on, Ari.
I'm trying.
She's trying her hardest, everyone. But really, it's... It's not eight. Eight. Eight with about 30 seconds to go. We're almost there, Ari. I think she's gone it from about it the wrong way. She's put the big socks on first, then she's trying to do the little ones. A little bit of planning would not have gone astray here, Ari. It really would not have. Oh, man, you should see the look of her foot. There is a lot going on. The time is about to go out. It is done. Ari, how many did we get? Back on mic, how many did we get?
Hang on, I can't. I got a club foot.
She's got a club foot. What's the record, Ari?
52.
And how many did you get, Ari?
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys. 12 and a half.
Jeez, we suck, don't we? How do we have two world record attempts that we both thought that we could get, and neither of us got them?
Look, I would have been happy if I got, like, 15 in 2 minutes. So.
52. 52 socks. You were really struggling.
I know.
And a big thanks to Jackie from the newsroom. She's in here filming everything.
Yes.
It will be up on the new FM Facebook page a little bit later on today. So definitely go and check it out. Ari and I, when it comes to world record attempts, let's be honest, we suck.
105.3 New FM's Best of Newcastle.
That's right, we've just hit 8 o'clock, which means we've got to announce the latest category for week 3 of our Best of Newcastle competition. Of course, we have so many great businesses, teams, clubs, whatever, across our wonderful region. So we need Novacastrians to jump on board on newfm.com.au and vote for the best of whatever category we give you that day.
And if you vote during the course of the week, Monday to Friday, you go in the draw to win yourself $500 reduced cash.
Oh, yes, please.
Just for placing your vote, just like Emily has done in Lambton. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm really well this morning. How are you?
We are fantastic.
Great.
We are fantastic. You have voted for the original Best of Newcastle. What category was it last week?
I voted for the best live music venue in Newcastle last week.
And what'd you pick?
I picked the Underground for their live jazz night, and very notable mention to their garlic bread as well.
Oh,
whereabouts is that, just by the way, Emily?
Yeah, it's the Grand Hotel up in the city end of Newcastle, and they've got an underground kind of speakeasy venue there.
I didn't even
We've
know that.
We've been there. I've been there. It is fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. That is an excellent, excellent vote. And just for casting your vote, Emily, you've got $500.
Oh, my goodness.
It's as easy as that. How's it
Congratulations.
Feel?
Congratulations.
Oh, that is so exciting. Thank you so much.
No dramas welcome. At all, Emily. You can be just like Emily. Cast your vote, newfm.com.au. We've got a brand new category for today. It's a new one every day. Ari.
Absolutely. This one is going to be really hard to pick the best of, but today we've got the best gym or health club. So that's what you got to do. Figure out which one it is. It doesn't have to be any particular type of industry or certain type of area. Just go on and vote for your best gym and health club.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, over the weekend, I headed down the Central Coast.
Yes.
And went and checked out the A-League Grand Final, Mariners v Melbourne Victory.
Mariners won.
Oh, great game.
Yes.
Great game. Well, last half hour was really good. The extra time part was impeccable.
You know it's going to be a good game when the intensity just builds and builds over the entire game. Yeah.
Yes, and the atmosphere was very, very good as well. Like, where I happened to be seating was right next to the Victory active fan base.
Excellent.
And so they were very, very vocal during the first 90 minutes of the game, and then the rest of the game, you didn't hear Bo Peep out of them.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
They did not. Before the game, though, I got down to Gosford a little bit earlier, went and checked out what was happening in Main Street and around the area. Lots of pubs were absolutely pumping.
So you're getting a feel for the vibe around town.
Of course. It was painted navy and yellow. Obviously, they're the Mariners' colours.
Beautiful.
And I saw that NBN News were down there.
Oh, fabulous. Our friends.
They were doing a bit of recording before the game. And guess who got on telly?
You didn't.
I did.
What were you doing? Were you getting like a Voxy? Were you getting an interview as like one of the patrons or something?
I don't know what any of those terms mean.
Oh, sorry. Was a microphone in your face at any point?
Yes, a microphone very much in my face. I was walking past And the girl who was doing the reporting.
Yes.
She was going live and she's like, I need someone to record. And just went, excuse me, in the hat. Are you here for the Mariners? And I went, yes. She goes, come over here.
Oh, no way.
And I got on the telly. It's not my first rodeo. She probably can knows talent, recognizes talent. Yeah, I was on Go-Go Stop back in 2005.
No, I don't even remember what that is.
Oh, Go-Go Stop is a classic. It was one of those, like, it's academic kind of TV shows.
Oh.
That you did through school.
Yep.
And very, very fun.
Okay.
And that was the start of my TV career, and I've been itching for the last 19 years to get back on. And here we are. The moment arrived. So I want to ask members of Newcastle and the Hunter.
Yeah.
How'd you get on telly?
Nice. Okay. Do you reckon this will be a really niche topic for people to jump on board with?
No, I reckon people would have got on telly. Do you know someone who's got on telly? Did you get on telly?
Mm.
How did you get it done? 4967-4105. The phone line's open. Now, Ari, you've worked in TV before.
Multiple years.
How did you go getting on telly?
So basically what I did was I went to uni to start off with.
Oh, see, I didn't need to do that.
Like, I'm a major in journalism, and I always wanted to do broadcast. And then, you know, you meet a few people in the industry, and then you start interviewing places, and they're like, righto, let's put you on telly. So I've been presenting on telly for years, so there you go.
So you had to spend, how long was your degree?
3 years.
3 years. You spent 3 years trying to get on telly. I just happened to walk past the camera.
Hey, at least I got a regular spot.
Hey, you don't know. They might ask me to come back. You never know.
True.
They might. Adrian in East Maitland, good morning.
How are we, Novos?
Mate, fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, can't complain for Monday.
Beautiful, mate. How'd you get on the box?
Oh, do you want the beginning of my TV career or the end?
Okay. Round story it. Nice and quick.
So, start 30-odd years ago, Agro's Cartoon Connection. They get studio members to, if it was your birthday this month, come and stand behind this board and poke your face in a hole.
Yep.
So that's how I began my TV career.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it end?
It ended with a bucket of water over my head about 10 years ago on a very short-lived TV series, Squawk TV.
What is Squawk TV? What is it?
It was meant to be the afternoon version of Agro, but never really took off.
Yeah.
And that particular episode was about the floods in Gympie, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Doing an article on the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Group of scouts were there. Filmed us doing the cleanup.
Yep.
And one of the scenes, I got a bucket of water chipped over my head.
Well, that's one way to end a TV career, Adrian.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And if you missed it, we've been chatting about how you got on television. If you've ever been on, somehow you got caught doing like a little quick interview, or if you've worked on television. We just got a message through our Instagram page at @thenovos_, which you can get in touch with us at any time. Ben just messaged in saying that he ended up on TV earlier this year for the Knights versus Dragons game. You know, when it was like pouring down rain, that victory, he was on screen a couple of times with the guy in the full scuba gear. He ended up doing like 4 to 5 appearances on like sports socials for the NRL and a live feed on the night. He's been everywhere.
I was a good night too.
Yeah.
Great, because we won, first of all. Knights walked away with a victory, of course.
The most important thing.
But still 10,000 odd people, Novocastrians, showed up in the pouring rain. Ben, of course, being one of them.
Yeah.
To get up on the big screen. Oh, we'd love to hear it.
That's what happens when you get involved in your wonderful teams.
Of course. Ari, we've got to talk about this viral video that I've seen.
Talk to me.
And nobody is in more of a position to talk about viral videos than me.
Oh, okay, yes.
I know, this is a shameless self-plug. If you missed it a little bit earlier, I've gone viral on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a video of the crowd at the Central Coast Mariners v Melbourne Victory Grand Final over the weekend.
Did you do a cheeky little dance as well?
I did not.
Aww.
I just posted the video, and it was where all the pitch invaders stormed at the end of the match.
Incredible.
It was absolute scenes. Put the Benny Hill theme music behind it. 80,000 views I'm up to.
Good Lord.
80,000.
Well done, you.
We're racing through 4,000 likes, and the comment section is just filled with whingers and moaners.
Of course it is.
Oh, it is. And you know what? I was going to buy it, And then I've decided not to. I was like, I can be the bigger person.
Yeah, what's the point?
I don't have to lower myself to the level of these internet trolls. Besides the point, another viral video, it's not my own. A woman is running a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about, I want to say, less than 50 metres from the end.
Oh, that final push.
Yeah, the final bit. Now, I've never run a marathon, but I have ran to the shops, and it's always the hardest getting in the front door. I get that.
Yeah.
The final 50 metres, or in my case, 5 metres, is where the lungs give way, the legs stop working, all that gear.
God bless you.
She's right at the end. The ribbon is in sight.
Yep.
And it seems to be that her partner is standing there with the two kids, 50 metres off the finish line.
Nice.
And then pushes them towards the mother. They run out on the track in front of her and go to give her a hug 50 metres from the end.
Okay, hang on. From someone who's actually done quite a few fun runs in her running career, you're not allowed on the track.
They were. And this video's gone viral because it really is, like, it's selfish. It's selfish.
Do you think?
From the person behind, I'm assuming it's a partner, mm-hmm. I'm assuming here. It's selfish that he's let the kids run onto the track. Like, the mother's about to achieve this massive victory.
Yeah, she's about to win.
Thing. She's about to win, or she's even just to finish the race.
Mm.
To cross the line for a marathon, half marathon, even running 5Ks, doesn't matter.
Mm.
You've set out to achieve something, you're doing it, and the kids just sort of run out. The kids don't know any better. The kids are only knee high.
Yeah.
They don't know any better, but it was such a shame. And the mothers, like, full had to dodge them on the track to run around her. Imagine if that had cost her a victory.
Yeah, or they tripped her over accidentally, could have hurt her.
So much could have gone wrong, and you go, what are you thinking?
Mm.
Like, what harm would it have made to make sure the kids are waiting at the finish line?
Yeah, that's can run up after she crosses past the rope.
That is the end of the race.
Mm.
That's where you can all celebrate together, not 50 metres from the end.
Or better yet, like every other spectator, wait behind the bollards or the fencing and cheer them on. There is no difference.
You'd think so. The internet is up in arms about it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I think they're onto something.
And there's a lot of social commentary in there, which we won't go into because it's too dark and heavy for this hour of the morning. But still, you go, that's real selfish. I don't like that.
Mm.
I don't like that someone's like, you know what? I'm going to inhibit your success.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that wasn't his intention. I'm sure it wasn't. The kids were excited. They wanted to see their mother.
A wholesome moment.
It's a wholesome moment. I get it. Wait 50 metres. Wait 50 metres. And you should have the nounce and the social understanding to go, hey, we'll wait a minute. Let's wait a minute.
Yeah.
Literally less than a minute and she'll be across the finish line.
Yeah, just let her have a banana and a Gatorade and then you can hug her.
As someone who has done all this running, Ari, how would you react? If something was to inhibit you on the track like that.
Look, if you want an honest answer, I would probably yell. I'd be like, get out. Get out of the way. One, I'm about to bowl you over. Two, I can't breathe. My lungs are burning. And three, give me a hug later when I've had a chance to calm down.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think that would be the logical way of going about it. She did end up crossing the finish line. She did end up winning.
Well done,
for want of a better word, winning. She succeeded in whatever her goal was going to be to run the race. And that is fantastic for her. And it's such a shame that all of that almost came literally crumbling down because of some irresponsibility. You hate it. You hate to see it.
UFM.
De Novos.
We're getting out of here. We're pretty much done and dusted. The original Best of Newcastle, we've got a brand new category today.
Absolutely. We announced it around 8 a.m. this morning, as we do every morning. Today's category you want to vote for is the best gym or health club in the region. Mine, personally, I already have one. I have two, actually. I've been to, like, so many gyms growing up here.
Yeah.
So the first one is current one I'm at now, which is Anytime Fitness at Edgeworth and Warners Bay. And then the other one, bit of a neighbour to Anytime Fitness, Genesis at Warners Bay.
Okay.
The original.
So Phil Collins would love that one.
Yes, he would.
He would indeed. For me, best gym, look, I can't say one with all conviction because every gym I've signed up to, I've left in 6 weeks.
Oh,
and
dude.
They just steal my money. No, they don't steal. It's me and lack of motivation. Vote for the best gym/health club, newfm.com.au. All votes are in the draw to win $500 cash.
Beautiful.
Sounds good, doesn't it? We are done and dusted for today. Tomorrow, another chance to win whale watching passes, family whale watching passes with Nova Cruises.
Yes, up at Port Stephens. Beautiful. Bucket list.
Super exciting. Tune in live from 5 a.m. tomorrow morning to find out how you can get your mitts on them. But we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was De Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.